Well, Barry, first of all, you got a little bit of time to consider that. I suppose 9 points, a victory, happy enough with it?
Yeah, happy, 100% happy. Quarter-final of the county championship, no matter who you're playing, it's going to be tough. And yeah, Kelly Briggs really put it up to us, especially there in the second half. And, you know, just happy we you know, put on a couple of scores at the end and made the scoreline look respectable.
Yeah. What was I going to say? You got off to a perfect start, really, and 9 points up at half-time, 2 goals. You were in a great position.
Yeah, we should have been probably further ahead. Missed 3 to 4 maybe goal chances in the first half. That was, you know, should be taking them. That would have been the game completely out of sight. And then Kelly Beggs started well in the second half. They were more hungrier than us. You know, they were very good under the breaking ball. Put over a couple of scores, got it back to 4, I think is what they got it back to. And, you know, it was back to the wall there for a while. I thought the introduction then of Michael Higgerty, you know, settled things slightly for us. And, you know, we nicked on a couple of scores at the end.
Were you a little concerned when they came back to 4?
Of course you're concerned. I felt that they seemed to want, you know, they wanted to get on the ball. They wanted to win the breaks. They just seemed more hungrier than us, which is definitely is a concern for me.
But was it the case you guys were maybe turned off and maybe felt they were 9 points up in a game they were expected to win?
Possibly. We don't try now, you know, to turn off. We try to just keep going. Saying that it was, you know, at the same time, it's probably good to get a wee bit of that the last couple of games. No harm to the opposition. You know, we've kind of drove on and, you know, won by quite a bit. So it was good to get tested, you know, and show our character, and our character showed. You know, we went from 4 back to 9, you know, before the end of the game. So we finished strongly.
Yeah, I suppose you did show again, you know, that when you needed to do something, Kieran McGinley popped up. As you said, Michael Hegarty came in, you know, with scores. Ryan McHugh ran at them, you know. You had them in to do the business when it was needed.
Yeah, exactly. Later on in the game, Kieran McGinley really came to the fore. He kicked 2 massive points for us, you know, when things were tight. Andrew McLean done the same. So it's great to see. That was Kieran's first game in 5 weeks. So it was great to get 60 minutes under his belt, you know, and we'll definitely need him next weekend.
Yeah. Michael Higgerty didn't start. What was the story of Michael? Is he carrying a knock?
He's okay now. He was carrying a bit of an injury there. Not too serious. You know, you can manage Michael. You know, he's the other side of 40 now. You've got to manage him correctly. And, you know, we felt we needed to put him on. Whether we used him or not, other than that, I don't know. But no, he's in good form. He's 100%. He's back training 100%. So, yeah, he'll be.
Pori Carr picked up a knock there at the end as well.
Yeah, an ankle injury. Again, I don't know how bad it is. We'll get it assessed tomorrow, see what's there. But yeah, hopefully it'll not be too serious.
So, looking forward to the draw now. And a couple of big hitters in there are going.
Possibly. Union's definitely there already. You know, they put on some score. I didn't see the game, but they put on a serious scoreline there this evening, which, you know, they're going to take some doing. But no matter who you get to get to the final or to win it, you gotta deal with whoever's in front of you. So now we're looking forward to the draw and we'll give it our all.
But from your point of view, having been in the semi-final at this stage last year, you were on your way out.
Yeah. And, you know, we pretty much have a full clean bill of health too going forward. So that's good for us. But yeah, it's great to be back in the semi-final. We lost in the quarter last year. So yeah, it's we can't wait.
Well, John Cunningham, reflecting on that, what's the major reaction?
I suppose first half I was disappointed with our performance. You know, I thought we kind of stood off them a wee bit and we didn't really challenge them that much. Our aggression was poor to get on the ball and to close them down. And obviously they're fabulous players all over the pitch and they have great pace and they run fantastically well off the ball. And they're always looking for a goal, and they carved us open a few times, and they obviously got the two goals in the first half, and then Kev made a couple of great saves. We cleared one off the line also, but I suppose 7 or 8 minutes before half time, we steadied a wee bit and got back into the dressing room at half time, regrouped then, and I thought we were a lot more positive in the second half, brought a lot more intent to it, and a lot more aggression as well, closing them down. And but having said that, they got away a few times again. Like, but a team like Kilkerr is going to do that to you.
I suppose that shows you the height of respect, because they really pushed up on you in the first half.
Yeah, and I suppose the kick out is paramount now to getting successful a successful team and primary possession, and then that's the way the game has gone. And I suppose they have a well-oiled machine, and I suppose they haven't lost a game all year.
Nevertheless, UE won plenty of ball around the middle of the field. Evan Broderick as well won their share.
Yeah, we won our share. There was periods of time we didn't pick up that much breaking ball, but listen, they're a good side, and they're going to get their share of it as well, and that's the way it pans out.
Hit five on the spin after half time to come back into the game. You were in the game with, what, 13, 14 minutes to go?
Yeah, I'd say it might even have been 12 maybe, but we had a couple of opportunities at that stage, and I suppose we gave them a bit of a fright for a few minutes, and I suppose that's the inexperience that our side has, that when you get yourself into a good position, that when you get opportunities, you have to have the killer instinct and take your score and then face the kick out again and then build.
But this is a very young side that you're bringing through. It's been a good season. You've won promotion. You know, you made the quarterfinals of the championship.
Oh yeah, we've had a great year, and at the end of the day, Kilcare are a quality side, and that's the teams we want to be playing against, and we want to see the way they play and the quality they have, and we want to get to that level of football, and the only way you can do that is by playing the top teams.